Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning, I guess, is the team from the Magic Planet program that happened last night, Science Night, at Kiku Shaheen Elementary School. And if you went last night to Science Night, you probably already know these women and what we're talking about here. But if you didn't go last night, the Magic Planet and the whole Anchorage Museum project is just, it sounds like one of these cool things that it seems like we get this stuff in Alaska and other people just aren't nearly as lucky. Renee Bookman is one of the, what is your job, Renee?
I'm the Science Outreach Coordinator for the Anchorage Museum.
Okay, and you're traveling with the Magic Planet.
It's a digital globe, so it's basically a projector with a big old sphere on top.
And a big old sphere, and we're talking big.
Yeah, it was about 18 inches or so, 20 inches.
Okay, and Bethany Porter is Renee's team
I'm
here.
I'm an interdisciplinary museum educator at the Anchorage Museum, so I work with Renee in the education department.
All right, and Shannon Weiss is from Oregon, and you're evaluating this project for the funders.
Exactly.
And the funder is NASA, right?
Mm-hmm, that is exactly right. I'm basically doing some pre and post tests with all the children who are seeing the presentation in the classroom, and then some interviewing at the actual community events.
Okay, well, we'll talk more about some of the reaction you encountered last night, but I wanted to talk to Renee and Bethany a little bit about this project. I looked at it online, and it just seems like it's a really incredible tool to talk about climate science, and a lot of that's happening in Alaska.
Absolutely. With our grant, we are taking information from the scientists at UAF, and they have put together a movie that shows some of the data. So it shows the sea ice levels changing. It's showing how the caribou migrations are changing, and then also focusing on the vegetation change and how the plants are moving further north. So they're getting larger, denser plants further north than they used to have. So we're able to show it on this sphere and have the movement of the seasons, the sea ice changing, and show it in kind of how it actually would be seen from space. So you get a little bit different perspective than you do from a static image.
And the movie is projected from within the sphere.
Yes, from within. So there's a projector underneath, and it goes inside the globe.
And kids sit in a circle?
Sit in a circle or just in front, depending on the room we're in.
Okay. And I gather, Bethany, that you guys just didn't dream this up at the Anchorage Museum. It's a collaboration between several organizations.
That's right.
And really sort of... collaboration is the word, because there's a lot going on here, a lot of information.
That's true. It's a combination between the Museum of the North and UAF and the Challenger NASA Center in Kenai, and then also the Anchorage Museum. So each museum took a different component of it. So one is working directly with the scientists and through UAF, and they're looking at a lot of the data and actually created the video, like Renee said. And then the Challenger Center has been designing the curriculum for the 45-minute lesson that we do with students. And then the Anchorage Museum designed a lot of the hands-on activities for the community night. So we brought a lot of exhibits and signage about some of the research, and kids can come with their families and take a look at it.
And you guys have been on the road, right? You've been in Kodiak already?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. We spent a week in Kodiak back in November.
And how do kids take to this? Because, I don't know, I talk to scientists a lot in my job. Sometimes you get science that just seems to just kind of fill your brain, and you suddenly have, you know, an incredible amount of understanding. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's really kind of hard to connect with, you know, what you're being shown. Do kids respond well?
They do, actually. It really helps having the Magic Planet there, because we're able, when we talk about the sea ice changing, they can see it moving on the globe, and it expands and retreats in the summer. And so when we're talking about it, they're getting the visual that's kind of direct, and then they're also instead of bringing in all the concepts of climate change, which is a huge topic, we're really kind of isolating it to just a few key concepts and relating it back to what they're already learning in school. So we're focusing a lot on weather, seasons, just the tilt of the earth and why we have summer and winter and intensity of light, things like that they're already learning so we can build on their prior knowledge.
Okay, so teachers are already probably working on this one.
Absolutely.
Before you
we're just
here.
Building on what they've already said. We're just adding a different element to it with the climate change portion.
Okay.
Seeing it in a form of technology that they've never seen before, they walk in the room and just kind of go, yes, and what is that thing? And they're kind of mesmerized by the technology and the way it moves and a way of looking at the globe they haven't really seen before. So.
Right. And is that a liability or an asset, you think, Shannon? When can kids just be so dazzled by the production that they don't really understand the product?
You know, I think for the age group, it's perfect. I think the key component is getting them excited about what's taking place so that they want to ask questions, so they do have an interest. And then through that, they actually have the opportunity to explore more. And so I think just, especially with such an age, you know, young age group, just creating that initial interest is really important. And, you know, every single class that's come on in, there's been that initial, wow, look at that. And, you know, in a society where science is definitely having, you know, its problems being taught right now, that's an important thing to create.
And you don't travel everywhere that Renee and Bettany go, do you?
Unfortunately, you parachute in
Where have you been so far?
This is my first trip so far with the program, so I'm going to be going on one more further up north with one of the other teams. And but with each group, I'm sending out pre and post surveys and other data collection tools, and then I will aggregate all of that and do the final analysis.
And do you have to survey the kids? Do you actually talk to the kids?
Oh yeah.
You walk up to them with a clipboard.
You know, I've been able to sit in with all the classes so far, and so, you know, putting that pencil and paper right in front of them and asking questions.
Okay, so you can sort of gauge reaction both by talking to them and just sort of seeing what the interaction is with.
Yeah, one of the key components of the site visit is to see and observe. You know, just there's so much about that, you know, the facial expressions and the little things they whisper to each other that, you know, we want to be able to catch.
All right. Well, what about some of the reaction? Probably every place else, but Alaska, climate science, it's kind of a political football now.
Absolutely.
And do you see any of that? I mean, the kids, they live in a pretty dense media environment. Do you get kids who come up and question some of the things that are being presented here?
Not really. So far, in my experience on this grant, Alaskans are pretty receptive to it because they know it's happening. They're feeling it. The people on the North Slope, they notice the sea ice levels changing. Their hunts have changed. People in other regions have changed their life and have noticed things too. So people here are more receptive to it. I'm sure there still are people that, you know, aren't fully convinced, but we try to focus on just the observational data that the scientists have recorded and a little bit less on the controversial aspects of it.
Okay, so not much in the way of pushback.
Unfortunately, we're not very excited right now in that regard.
But it is true that in Alaska we seem to have a stronger impression of this. I want to say it was Kivalina this fall was battered by storms and serious beach erosion because pack ice had not formed to protect the shoreline at the time. And I guess those are the kinds of things that you can address in this kind of presentation, you know, really visually. The Magic Planet sort of has some cousins, I guess, that people who've been to Juneau and the State Museum can see. Maybe if you've been to the State Museum, you'll see something like this.
Yeah, the State Museum has a Science on a Sphere, so it's a similar type system. The only real difference is our system projects from inside, a Science on a Sphere project from the outside, so it's more stationary. It's in a room set up, and it's not as portable, and you can't travel with it. So that's pretty pretty similar.
And the Anchorage Museum has another team. You have evil twins out there somewhere traveling in the interior of the state?
No, not from the Anchorage Museum, but we also have a group from the Museum of the North. And then also the Challenger Center will be going out. So each museum has a team going out to different regions throughout Alaska.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long is it going to last? How long is this show going to be on the road?
This is a 3-year grant. This is currently year 2, so this is our sort of piloting year. Once we finish this year, we're going to take the information we learned, what worked, what didn't, go back, kind of reformulate a little bit, and then come back out. And the plan is to visit the same communities again next year with sort of the new and improved version. And then hopefully we'll be able to take that out to other villages and communities in Alaska as well, following that kind of on its own post-grant.
Okay, so you'll be back.
Yep, that's the plan.
And when the project ends, Renee and Bethany, do you go back to work at the Anchorage Museum, or were you hired just for this?
No, we're actually part of the education team on site. So we, in addition to the traveling portion, we teach all the classes for school groups that visit the museum, as well as run our summer camp programs and
hire all our evening educators, things like that. We do a lot of curriculum writing and anything you can imagine education-wise in the museum. We kind of work with the other departments to kind of formalize.
All right. So you are busy even when the Magic Planet is not on the
Absolutely.
Road.
Absolutely.
I guess getting to come to places like Sitka and Ketchikan. And
yep, we were pretty lucky.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. At least I was going to make a snarky comment about the weather, but maybe not.
Because it's better here
it's
right now.
It's 40 degrees warmer than Anchorage right now.
It's been around zero, so we're happy to be here.
Okay. And Shannon, do you know, will the evaluation process continue for the entire 3 years of the project?
So yes, it will.
Will you be
I will hopefully
bird dogging?
Mm-hmm. I'll be coming back to Sitka next year with the group. I'm going to be trying to go to the same places. And this year is basically focused on that formative, you know, figuring out what's working, what's not, and supplying information back to them so they can tweak the program to make it better. And then next year I'll be looking at the program as a whole and seeing, you know, just what project goals have been met and how.
All right. That sounds good. So today, your immediate future, are you dealing with classes or is it time for the Magic Planet to get packed up?
Oh, no, not yet. We actually are seeing the fifth graders today, and then tomorrow we'll have a few more classes, and then tomorrow night we'll pack up and head back.
Back home for a week?
Yep.
And then back down to southeast to other communities?
Yep. We get a few days in Anchorage and 2 weeks on the road again.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to come in this morning talk about it, and thanks for coming to Sitka and doing this.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We love Sitka.
Renee Bookman and Bethany Porter are with the Anchorage Museum. They are traveling with this program called The Magic Planet, which the public had a chance to see last night at Science Night at Kikugushin. And Shannon Weiss is the project evaluator.